Hi, I'm Siobhan, your Sales How To Gal, bringing you another client development episode of the Sales How To podcast. Today, I have my first cold since before COVID. During COVID, I was afraid to get the sniffles. I feared I might have been shipped off to a special underground quarantine destination with air piped in through one of those water drainage vents or grates where I sometimes get my high heels trapped. Anyway, I hope I don't sound too awful, because this episode is entitled The Art of the Smooth, and who wants to hear a groggy smoozer? The Art of the Smoozing is about connecting, or better yet, being the catalyst for connections. And there are entire jobs, well-paying jobs, as unofficial smoozers. Today, I'm going to talk about the client development role of smoozer or connector, where you're basically a full-time opportunity spotter. To spot opportunities, you have to be in and stay in the mix. It's the new networking. The term connecting is a more accurate descriptor of the activity required to be effective at client development. You're not just building or collecting a network of friends. You're connecting your contacts to opportunities. As a connector, your job isn't to know everything, it's to know everyone who has special expertise and to place these contacts in a position to do business together. The key here is to be genuinely interested in others, to listen well, and to keep track of your contacts' interests so that you can connect them with people of similar interests or plan events that make them comfortable and in a mood to do business with your company. You're a professional people pleaser, in essence. Your job description is to know and to be known, to be in a positive mood all the time. And that's a skill. The key is to meet your connection on their level, whether that level is a natural fit for you, your level, or whether you have to step outside your box and meet them at a level above or below where you usually fit. You're the person who fits in everywhere and makes everyone around you comfortable. If your contact or connection is from around the way, so to speak, and speaks broken English, they should feel as comfortable with you as someone who went to charm school. Getting your connections comfortable triggers your ability to help them achieve their business objectives, whether those ambitions are to land new clients, to find new hires, to put out fires, or advance their company's agenda in some fashion known to you, or that a connection is willing to divulge to you based upon the strength of your relationship. If you're at a so-called networking event, you want to focus on meeting people and making a memorable enough connection to be welcomed when you follow up. Try to learn what they do and what they enjoy at the initial introduction. Then, at the follow-up meeting, you want to learn what you can do to help them. Don't worry so much about what they can do to help you. That usually becomes apparent over time. And if you've helped someone in the past, they are likely to respond in kind when you discover a way that they can help you. Traditional follow-up meetings include lunch and drinks. However, agreeing to meet up at an event that you both have to attend, say for work, but didn't have anyone to go with, is a better way to deepen a bond with a new contact. So asking, "Are you going to the charity luncheon next week?" "Really? Me too. Let's meet up there." That's a good idea. Your new contact may have been dreading the event and will now feel a bit of relief that they sort of know someone who's going to be there. Again, your goal as a connector is to put everyone around you at ease and receptive to you. Once you're in the role of connector, brand yourself that way so that your contacts begin to reflexively connect you with others. My friend Christy Grace Chambers is expert at being a connector. She even branded herself as Chic. The C-H-I-C stands for Christy Has It Covered. And that's the way people began to think of her. And it's a great way to position yourself to grow your business through referrals. Now, we recently launched our Rainmakers e-learning training, which has an entire lesson on nurturing relationships through smoozing. We train you how to connect with different types of people and earn sales opportunities from those relationships. Learn more at www.sales4lawyers.com. And then there's a / e-learning, just the letter E and the word learning. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.